It's so good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Now, how many people realize how dark it is outside tonight? Thank you very much. It's really super dark, isn't it? Wasn't it? Well, it probably still is. And did you notice how it was an eerie quietness? Something's up. Something's up. Besides the snowstorm we're supposed to get. Thank you, Aaron. You need to start paying attention to these things. As I got in the car and I said that we were driving down the road, and I said to kids, you notice how dark it is? And Isaiah said, yes, extra dark. I remember about maybe 10 years ago, the same thing happened. I said to my husband, I said, see how dark it is outside? He says, oh, you're crazy. I said, no, it's really dark tonight. Went home and Benny Hinn was on it, and Benny Hinn said, did anybody notice how dark it is outside tonight? See, we need to start paying attention to what's going on. These are signs that God's trying to show us and to tell us things. We just get the cars and you and a lot of gag around, you know, and we just go about daily life. We never look to see what God is trying to show us in the daily life. I don't know what this is all about, but we're going to soon find out, right? Well, Father, I truly do thank you tonight. I give you all praise, honor, and glory. And just like the song says, we'll just wait on you, Father. Because we know when you're ready to move, you're going to move. And when you're ready to perform whatever you're going to perform, you'll do it. And we're going to quit trying to shove you into doing something that you're not ready to do. And Father, tonight I'm asking you to bless these that came out tonight. Feed them fresh manna from heaven, Father God. Let them understand really what you're trying to do in their lives. And Father God, as you're bringing us into this, as you've already brought us into this new era, we've already gone through the transition. Now we're here and we don't know what to do with it. I'm asking, Father God, that you give us knowledge and wisdom to walk with you in this greater works that you're going have taken us into. And let us not give you a shame face, Father, but let us understand the times and the seasons, and let us understand what you're truly doing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You're going to have the wisdom of Solomon, I just heard, to go through this new phase that God has taken the church through. You need to understand that you are the vessels of honor now that God has trained to do what needs to be done. And you are the forerunners. And you've gone through things that other people have not yet gone through. And if you're watching what's going on, the prophets are now talking about things that we're going into things that we've already been there. And we've already done that. And so we can't do what the other people are doing. So don't get caught in that trap. You just go ahead and keep moving with God and do what God is calling you for to do. Nancy, on the teaching night, why don't you go to the last page, please? Tell you the truth, I forgot to type this in here, and I didn't feel like rearranging it, so I typed it at the end. It's page on mine. It's page 5. If that helps you any, and it starts. Well, I don't know how yours starts out. Well, mine starts out, "For you say I am rich." I missed y'all this morning. I could all dress, but my body said, no, you're not going nowhere. Aren't you glad that God told us about Job? And aren't you glad that if you really read Job, you can see that God stripped him of everything. But in the end, he had more than he had in the beginning. Did I just mess you up? Okay, here, I'll just read this, all right? I ran across this saying, God never uses anyone greatly until he tests them deeply. God never uses anyone greatly. Are y'all listening? Until he tests them deeply. So how deep has he been testing you? What's been going on in your life? Quit your complaining. I try not to be Job. Don't you try not to be Job? Because it really emphasizes how he complained all the time. There you go. You found it. All right. God always tells us beforehand what we're going to go through. We are just not listening. We're too busy with the things of the world than what's going on, you know, in society, in the government or whatever. And you need to quit doing that. You need to concentrate on what God is telling you and what he's doing with you. You won't understand it, but you need to know it, all right? Now, I decided, well, this is what I was going to give you anyhow, but I had a message too for this morning, so I was going to do morning this evening, but I think this is more important, and I know now why God's leading me to do what he wanted to do, give this tonight, because of the people that's here. You people are the ones he's been training. You people are the backbone of the church. And you people are the leaders that God's going to bring forth, has already brought forth to do the great mighty works that needs to be done. And you're going to be teaching other leaders how to get through this phase, new phase of church history. And let's start with what God says here. Tell my children that I am regrouping in some areas of their walk with me. Tell my children that I am regrouping in some areas of their walk with me. Reason, there are many, many reasons, but I am not going to tell them. So in the spiritual, so in the natural. Just as I do not need to tell you why I do a different thing, you need not tell your children why they have to do a thing. Isn't that the truth? Aren't we his children? He can do whatever he wants to do with us, and we aren't supposed to be questioning him. We all failed that test, right? We question continually, God, what are you doing? Now, God said, I have called all things new, and new they are. Nothing will ever be the same. Therefore, you cannot go back to the familiar and try to cause things to happen. You must rely on the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct your feet because you have never traveled this way before. He's told us, quit reading ahead of me. He's told you this before, but I really want us to get this down into our spirit. You've never gone this way before, and it's going to be unfamiliar. And I'm glad God put it about Abraham when he told Abraham, move. And Abraham just told his wife, we're moving. She said, where are we going? He said, I don't know. Just pack up the tent. We're moving. If everybody in the body of Christ would do that, God wouldn't have the problems that he has. Because we would all be obedient and be doing exactly what he's telling us to do. But we know that we're all thick-headed little sheep. And we don't think God knows what he's doing. So we have to help him out, right? And in the meantime, we get ourselves messed up. And God just sits back and, just like I do with my two boys, I teach them what they should do, and I see them do things they shouldn't do. I just sit back and think, well, God, I've taught them. It's up to you now to train them further in the ways that they should go. You know, you convict them. I can't convict them. I have one that thinks he has to argue his way through life, you know, and I know you all do too, right? You have children that need to argue their way through. They think you don't know anything. And well, that's why you grinned about. That's why you treat God. You think he doesn't know what he's doing in your life, and so you fuss with him all the time. All right. God said, always remember when the storms hit, your destination is heaven. Never for one instant allow the enemy to take your eyes off the prize. That's a warning. The enemy's going to try to make you believe that God doesn't know what he's doing. God said, the warfare is becoming more intense, but my holy angels are on standby to make sure you win every battle. Will that make the enemy back off? Absolutely not. He will fight more intensely. You know the truth now. Now listen to this. You know the truth now, but when the battle gets intense, you will forget that you are not fighting the battle. Well, you just know everything when you're not in the battle. But once a battle starts, then everything goes crazy, right? Let's go to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. So God said, You know the truth now, but when the battle gets intense, you will forget that you are not fighting the battle. Some of you are there right now. You're in the battle and you think you're fighting the battle, and you're not. God has it all under control, but you don't think he can control it. God said the streets will run red with the blood of the innocent as well as the wicked. The battlefield is enlarging and many will lose their lives in the seasons ahead. And Matthew 5:45 says it, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. You know, so you can't say, God, well, move them out. I don't want them to be blessed. No, God said if he's going to bless you and they're with you, then they get blessed too. God said there will come a time to separate the wheat from the chaff, but not right now. You must love your brother and sister. You must love the unlovable. You must be there for those who do not know me. I have given you assignments in the past, and now brand new assignments are coming forth. You know, let's just go on here. The old assignments were either completed or left undone. If God gave you an assignment and you didn't finish it, that assignment's gone. The new assignments are to be fulfilled as quickly as you receive them. Did you learn a lesson? The assignments God gave you didn't get finished. Now new assignments are coming. Do them right away. Don't think, oh, well, I have 2 months, 2 years to do them. You need to do them instantly. There is no time for mincing of words. Are you a warrior that takes orders without questioning? Y'all failed that too. Or are you one of those who tuck tail and run? Okay. Alan's looking inquisitive, so I sit here. Where am I on here? All right. The new assignments are to be fulfilled as quickly as you receive them. There is no time for mincing of words. In other words, you can't argue with God about this. Are you a warrior that takes orders without questioning, or are you one of those who tuck tail and run? And Joel chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, the coming army of the Lord, it's talked about the coming army of the Lord, I'm sorry. And this is what it says. This is who we are. Before them, the earth shakes, the sky trembles, the sun and moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. God is at the head of his army now. His forces are beyond number, and mighty are those who obey his command. This is who we are right now. We're that mighty army. And remember, a couple of years ago, I taught about Joe. I said, I know that this is us. We talked about the fierceness in that scripture, and God gave this to us tonight. We are the mighty army in Joel that God has been talked about in Joel. God has been training us to go forth as mighty warriors to tear down the kingdom of darkness in this time frame. Now, I believe with every fiber of my being that each one of you in here tonight, even though sometimes you stagger, sometimes you fall, I know that you will not stagger nor fall when you get into the full-blown battle. Because God has been training you and putting character in you. He's been training you to be steadfast. Even when there's no reason to be steadfast, he's been training you to be steadfast. Even when you don't understand what's going on, you just say, God, your will, your way. And you stood and you have not come against God. You are that army. Read it in Joel chapter 2, the whole thing. Now, God has been telling us that Joel's army is about to arise. We won't just be a generation of zeal for the Lord. You know, we just won't be excited about it. That we will be a mighty army in God's kingdom. Now, what are you going to do when great signs, wonders, and miracles come into the house? Are you all ready now to stand up and allow God to use you to be a miracle worker? Without pride or anything entering in? I would say yes. I know you people. I would say yes. I know your good points, know your bad points. But I know when push comes to shove, you're going to be right there in the front line saying, God, use me. And you're not going to back down. for any devil in hell. Are you listening here tonight? God said, my mighty warriors stand at attention, continually waiting for new orders. These warriors have been through the fire, like Moses. They have been on the backside of the desert. These are those who had to hide in the caves for a season to recover from the brokenness received at the hands of their brothers and sisters. But you cannot dwell on these things. You must leave them in the river of forgiveness and move on. Everything that's happened to us in the past is exactly that. It's past. This new year, if you really listen to God, you walked into a brand new future. Old things were passed away and all things have become new. Those who listened, listened. Those who did not listen, and they missed out in God. It's just that simple. And that's not your fault. That's their fault. Everybody has ears to hear, I hope. You were listening, they were not. God said, much debris to be cleaned up. So much darkness covered this great land called America. Those who sat in my houses would not repent. They believed man and not my word. I'm sorry, they just knew all was well with their souls. They believed man and not my word. My word never was tainted and never will be tainted. My word was inspired by the Holy Spirit. My word is a lamp unto your feet. In my word is all the instructions you need to live life to its fullest. It is my word that shines in the darkest of nights. Do you believe God's word? Some people say they believe it with their lips, but it never comes out of their heart. They do not believe the word with their heart. And I'm believing, because God hasn't told me any different, that each one of you here tonight, you believe God's word from your heart. And you just know that you know that you know that God is in control. And what he's spoken over your life is truly going to come to pass. Now, John 1:14 says, the Lord became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Who became flesh? The word became flesh. And who was the word? Jesus. It made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. In John 1:1-5, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word, Jesus, came to this earth, sent back into heavenly places again. Darkness could not overcome it. Do you have Jesus in you? Then darkness can't overcome you, can it? Because Jesus was a light, and he's a light in you, and the light dispels all darkness. The enemy tries to make us believe that he can dispel the light. And we have to fight and struggle like crazy. But we finally make him know that he knows that he knows that the light in us will dispel all darkness, no matter what he throws at us. God said war will escalate on all sides. The government will be dealt a severe blow, and many heads will begin to roll. Because of the corruption in the Oval Office, many heads will begin to roll. I will once again place a man of honor in the Oval Office, and with this man I will begin to grow up a spiritual administration that will heed my voice and bring America back to her place of splendor. Are you listening? God is trying to bring spiritual people into government. Brother Chris is supposed to be in politics. Now, he can either say, well, no, I want to stay in the church and I'm going to stand behind the pulpit, or he could say, God, you put me wherever you want to in the public eye and use me as a vessel of honor to bring forth the spiritual administration that you had brought forth. God said, you need to understand it is because of the lukewarm lady you see in church that caused all of the past to take place. Even to this day, they have not learned the truth of my word. They have not learned the truth about my son Jesus, and their ways are not my ways. Revelation 3:14, and to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. God goes on to say, for you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich in white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. God has been warning us over and over and over again. It's spirit calling to spirit. Religion had to die. Because most of the churches didn't listen, they are the lukewarm church. And God is spewing those churches out of his mouth. God said, but you children who are hearing my voice this day, you know who I am. You have learned of my ways, and you have determined your innermost being to break the darkness in the atmosphere and bring heaven to earth.
God says, but you children who are hearing my voice this day, you know who I am. You have learned of my ways, and you have determined in your innermost being to break the darkness in the atmosphere and bring heaven to earth. You are among the elite, and I have determined to use you to bring peace to the land amid brokenness.
Just stand there. Do you hear what he says to you guys in here tonight? You are the ones, and he called you the elite. You are the ones that God wants to use. God's asked me to ask you, have you determined your heart to be used by God? If you have, then this word, this whole complete word is for you.
I ran across this saying, God never uses anyone greatly until he tests them deeply. Isaiah 43, starting at verse 18, reads, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Let's look at Revelation 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who overcomes, I will grant the right to eat from the tree of life in the paradise of God. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In Mark 8, verse 18, having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember?
All right, in Isaiah 43, he says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? God is saying, don't want what we used to have. Don't want the anointing you used to have. He has something so much greater for each and every one of us. And I'm hearing him say he wants you to step into that spring of water tonight. That's that spring of new water that's going to burst open inside of you, and then it'll pour out into the community. And this is what God wants to do tonight. If you come up, he's going to give you a new wellspring of water that's going to keep bubbling up, and it's going to overflow into everybody that you come in contact with, and we're going to see the great resurrection happen, and we're going to see the great harvest come in.